93KHJ, American Samoa's number one hit music station, here at the Fisher Forum today at the wharf. And it is a beautiful day for bringing family and bringing your brains to fill it full of information and bringing your stomach to fill it full of wonderful food. And I have my friend Lafonga here with me today. He is preparing wonderful food at his booth. Now, could you tell us a little bit about what is this food and how do you make it taste so good, sir? Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Well, we're making a variety of food here. We're preparing a variety of food. What makes it good is the ingredients from the island.
Yeah.
And especially the people that comes here and buy it or pick it up and help themselves.
When you cook it with love, it's always going to taste
good.
That's
right, sir. Yes, sir. Always got to put love in it.
So tell us a little bit about what you have here at your booth, and do you have a name for your business?
Yes, sir. Our business is Fingoto Lusami. We're located in Uli, right on the side of the road. It's not hard to see.
Close to All-Star Signs.
Yes, sir. Between All-Star Sign and A&T gas station. And today we only brought out fish and chips, and Hawaiian pokes, variety of Hawaiian pokes. But we mainly deal with fishes, you know, back in at the market. We don't have any fish that's already ready for you to consume. Our idea is you come, you pick, we cook.
You come, you pick, you cook. I like it. And which is why it's really important for you to be here today, because here we're educating the public about the fisheries. Can you tell us what, you know, from your perspective, what's important about American Samoa's fisheries?
It is very, very important. We're all here to support. This is not a one-person event. And I want to thank the, you know, non-Samoan people from off-island for coming here and support this for us. It's important because this is, we all grew up with fish and farming, you know, and that's basically, today it's all about fishing here in on the island.
Got it. Now, there are different kinds of fisheries where people catch fish. Can you tell us a little bit about those? Because that's one of the things we're trying to spread the word about today.
Yes, sir. There's, again, there's bottom fish, there's reef fish, and there's, you know, deep water pelagic fish. And again, that's basically what this is all about, is to inform people, trying to give knowledge to the people of the fishery that we have here in American Samoa.
Wonderful. And whenever we're talking about fish, it's hard to eat them when they're swimming out there, so you got to have somebody to bring them here. We call those people fishermen. There's lots of different kind of fishermen. Who are those people?
Yes, sir. There's, like you said, sir, there's a variety of fishermen. There's local fishermen here. All American Samoans, or some are from our neighbor island, Samoa. They're all Samoan people. And there are also non-Samoan people here that are fishing here, from off-island. Even though they're non-Samoans, but what they're doing is very, very important to our culture here, because they're the one that's bringing the fish to the cannery, and the cannery is preparing for, you know, the world, and they're also bringing fish over here for us local people so we can have fish.
That's a great thought. And for our last question, I'd like to, you know, ask you, you talk about culture and then you talk about food. How important are fish to our local culture?
It is very, very important, again, sir, fish, and that's the reason why we're all here trying to educate people about the fish. You know, food nowadays is very, very expensive. A lot of us are getting into all this, especially frozen things coming to American Samoa. But we're hoping that all these events that we're having will educate people to go back to the ocean. Eat fish, you know, it's natural stuff. There's no, except what we, when we cook, we add ingredients in it. Besides that, it's all natural and it's healthy food. That's the basic thing that we all need. We all need to balance our diet, and fish is one of the best food to eat.
Wonderful. Lafonga Aloval, the owner of Fingoto Ole Sami Fish Market there in Nu'uli. And I imagine people are invited to come and see you. When are you typically open there?
We're open Tuesday to Saturday. Tuesday to Friday is 9 to 5. And Saturday is 9 to 4.
Wonderful. Well, I look forward to coming and picking out my own fish so you can cook it for me soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for the opportunity to have me speak on behalf of the fishery here.
We're looking forward to having you on the radio with us again. You're a cool guy. And not to mention...
I just want to say a last thing to the public. Please, come out here. If you hear this on the radio, come out here and support the fishery for our people. Come out here and get something to eat. There's a lot of events going on. So if you have nothing else going on Saturday besides getting the umu ready for tomorrow, come out here and support the event. Thank you very much, sir.
Shop local first, eat local first, lick your local fingers first. Oh. It's the Fishers Forum. We're going to cover this all morning long. We invite you and your family to come and join us. We are here on the wharf at the Fishers Forum, sponsored by the Western Pacific Regional Fishery Management Council and also by the Department of Marine and Wildlife Resources. We're broadcasting live on 93 KHJ.